I was listening to Brother Clevenger as he spoke, and wow, did the Lord just pour out of you, brother. I listened to that prayer, how the Lord spoke, and this morning when I woke up, I had this burden on my heart. You can split hairs on worry and a godly burden from the Lord. Concern for others. And I was really pressed in my spirit for those that don't know God. Here. Don't know the Lord. I heard Brother Cleve, the Lord spoke. I said, Lord, I don't know if you want me to share what I feel pressing on my heart this morning when I woke up and so strong. I had an aunt pass away last night. I don't know if she knew the Lord or not. I honestly don't know. I know my mother could not sleep last night. This morning when she talked to me, I saw in her face a godly concern. And she was showing what I was feeling. God loves the lost. But God has to do a work in the heart. As we worship the Lord this morning, let's turn our hearts to the Lord. Let's pray for them that don't know the Lord. Because time is short. It is the end. And there is people in this congregation sitting here right now that I believe the Lord knows does not know Him the way He wants you to. I feel it in my heart, and I feel there is this burden of the Lord to reach out and touch somebody that He's been talking to. You see the end. You see the fulfillment of the Word of God in your heart. And maybe you don't have that peace of God. That peace that comes when God comes into your heart. That's the Spirit of God that cannot die, cannot be killed. And if you do not have that, you will die. God wants us to have confidence in Him. God poured out His blood on that cross because He saw every one of us. Greater love hath no man than he that would lay down his life for his friends. I'm up here because there's a burden and a love for God for somebody that He's been talking to and dealing with and wants to bring him in to a greater understanding of the truth that will give you peace and rest in your soul that you ain't got. You ain't got it. Maybe you want it. I felt this so strong when I woke up. And then I saw it in my mom's face. My mom is so ready to be with the Lord, it doesn't bother me at all. I have peace with God myself. Death, I don't really fear death. In fact, I told my Aunt Carolyn yesterday, I told her, I said, I am ready to go when the Lord will take me because I don't want to be here anyway. But if I'm going to be here, let me serve the Lord why he has me here. Let me be in the will of God each and every day while I'm here, while I wait for the Lord. It's all important. God saves you, Christian, because he wants to use you, because he wants to save others. Otherwise, he'd take us home. Brother Phil said that. As we worship the Lord, let's turn our hearts towards God. Pray for them. That concern that flowed out of the brother here, that was Jesus Christ speaking to us. Concern for others that don't know the Lord. Or maybe you don't have that rest in your salvation. Maybe you don't have that confidence. Lift your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, give me in this service that I need that I don't have. And he will do it. You speak from the heart. And so, Lord, I don't know my heart, but change my heart. Do what you need to do to save my soul. Give God permission to do a work in you that will lead you to salvation. There's nothing wrong with that. I've heard that testimony more than one time where a man in the gutter prayed that and God changed their life and changed everything. They went on to serve the Lord just simply because they said, God, laying in a gutter, life gone. Lord, do to me whatever you have to do to save my soul. I'm going to tell you something. Their testimony was God did it. He did it. I tell you, God is about saving people. He went to that cross because he wanted to save mankind from the sin that was separating them from us. When Jesus Christ comes into the heart, there is no more separation, and all them promises in the book are yours forever. I want those that don't know the Lord to be convicted of that. I don't want you to sit here and hear all this word of God and then be judged by it. Because Jesus Christ is not in your heart. And that's the only thing that's going to save you from judgment. Is God's righteousness through his son Jesus Christ. And this very day he can hold you in his righteous hand. And he can strengthen you. And he can give you the faith. And he can give you the peace that passes all understanding. If you will let him. If you will call upon him. Say, Lord, give me that I don't have. I don't have peace with you. I don't have a rest and a joy with you. And you can split hairs on worry, what worry is and what worry ain't. But I tell you what, our Lord and Savior sweated bullets in the garden, and he was a man without sin. And you don't sweat blood because you're feeling all right. There's such thing as a godly concern, a godly burden. Our Lord had it in that garden and it was for us. Praise be in his holy name. I think we ought to pray. I feel it wrongly. Let's pray for those that our brother's concerned about, that don't know the Lord. We got children that don't know the Lord. I'm concerned about my son who does not know the Lord. My prayer is that the Lord will open his heart and mind to him. That's my prayer. Because he's the only one that can command the light to shine into darkness. All we can do is hold him up for him. He has to do the work. And there is a work that has to be done. No man cometh to the Lord unless the Spirit Let's draw him first. There's a preparation. I believe there's some people here. I believe the word of the Lord is that some people are ready to cry out to him. You don't know the Lord. You probably want to and been thinking about it. I don't believe the Lord would have laid this on my heart so strongly if he didn't have a concern for this congregation. I believe it. Let's join our hearts to the Lord. Christians, saved members of the congregation, lift your heart to the Lord that he may soften the hearts of those that we are concerned about. That he may speak in their heart, speak life. Because he's the only one that can save. The only one. Let's bow our heads and put Jesus Christ right here in the forefront of our mind. Let's ask him to work in our congregation. Work in our hearts and lives of the people in us too. I ain't got all I need either. Dear Lord, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Master, and our best friend. We lift our hearts to you, Lord. We lift our hearts to you, Lord, praising you and thanking you for saving us and giving us a life worth living. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our hearts and our lives and all that you're going to do. For he that has begun a good work in us shall finish. We praise thy holy name. We worship you, Lord. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving, Lord, and your presence with praise, for thou art worthy, O God. Thou art worthy of all of us, Lord. And Lord, we lift up those among us, Lord, that don't know you, Lord, the way that you want them to. Lord, those that are filled with fear, those that are filled with doubt, those that are filled with unbelief, and those that are disobedient. Lord, we pray that you will come down, Lord, and you will change our fear, Lord, and our insecurities into power and love and a sound mind. And we pray, Lord, that you would take away our unbelief, Lord, and give us a double portion of belief in you, in your salvation, in your truth, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that thou will take away our disobedience, Lord, and give us correction in obedience, Lord, a greater trust in you, Lord. We pray for thy courage, Lord. We pray for thy power and discernment. We pray for thy wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to come down and flow, Lord, through the ministry out into us, Lord, and give us, Lord, what we need to walk in the light of your truth, Lord, that darkness not overtake us. We pray, Lord, for that peace that passes all understanding, for that rest and confidence in you that cometh from experience, Lord. We pray that you would give us what we need, Lord, to sustain us in the trials, Lord, and the things we're going through, Lord, for we need you. Because, Lord, you have designed this race that is marked out for us, Lord, and you are going to get us through it, Lord. Your word speaketh truth, Lord, and we know that thou art for us, not against us, Lord. And thou art going to get us through to the very end, and we can put our hearts and trust in you, Lord. For you love us and you care for us, Lord. We lift up those among us, Lord, that are lost, that thou are working with and helping, Lord, that you will draw them ever closer to you, Lord, that you will bring them into your salvation, that you will bring them into your company, Lord, your kingdom, Lord, and give them that peace that passes all understanding. Give them the rest, Lord. The rest and peace, Lord, that they need, Lord, knowing that they have been redeemed in you. They can put their life in your hands forever, and you are going to take care of us. You will be with us even to the end, Lord. Help us to endure these tests these trials and these things that are coming upon us, Lord. May we be victorious in you, Lord. Let us look to that blood, Lord, that is the victory, Lord. That blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, for we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony, we love not our lives unto the death. Make that real in these last days in our heart, Lord, for we have come into the kingdom for a time such as this. Let us rent our hearts, Lord, to you and seek you out, Lord. Let us cry at the gate. The day of the Lord is at hand, and his salvation is free and is here in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We lift our hearts to you, for you must do the work in each and every one of us. But, Lord, I pray thou will give us that confidence and that peace in you, Lord. We pray that you will open the hearts of those that you are concerned about, you are working with, and you will deliver them from death, Lord, into everlasting life through your power, mercy, and grace, Lord. We pray this in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise be unto him forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. God's going to answer prayer. He's going to answer prayer. And we can have confidence in that. If you're concerned about someone, God gave it to you. He didn't do it by accident either. Praise God. I'm so glad the Lord saved me, rescued me, and pulled me out of a trash can. I'm a sinner saved by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ always. To him be the glory and everything. It says that everything you do be to the glory of God. Everything. Praise the Lord.